overshare time of the week. So it's been approximately, almost exactly 1 year since I restarted my sexuality, if you will. So, like October, let's say 12th, around that time last year, I matched with a guy on Bumble and we were talking, and I mentioned somewhere in my profile wanting to be sexually dominated because you know how it is. So he brought that up. He's like, well, maybe like we can work something out. So that week we met for drinks and we hooked up. I went to his house after we had drinks and we like went into his room, and then yeah, he just like immediately, I'm a really big fan of not really talking after you've decided to hook up. Like, I don't know if I didn't want like any more uncomfortable silences, because I knew that we both wanted to have sex. So I was thinking like, you know, why should we prolong? But because of my deeply internalized misogyny, I obviously am way too scared to make the first move. So when we got into his room and he like just immediately like pushed me against the wall and we started making out, I was so relieved. But this was a really good like reintroduction for me. Like in the fall of last year, at least, back into having sex again. Yeah, we like made out and then he like forced me onto my knees and then I sucked his dick and it was very hot. He did that thing that I've mentioned before where he like smacked my face with his dick. I don't know, something about it in the moment's very exciting. Thinking about it outside of the moment isn't as thrilling as during it. So I sucked his dick, and then right when he was about to finish, he pulled out and then came on my face and then kind of like rubbed it all over, and then we moved over to his bed and I was like, okay, like maybe we're gonna do something more. But then he pulled me over his lap and started spanking me, which, again, not complaining, it was very, very nice. He, I guess prior to this, I hadn't gotten spanked in, like, a really long time. Probably since my first relationship, which had ended, like, 3 years prior. So, to say I was ready, is a little bit of an understatement. And so he was spanking me, and I was, like, trying to get into this, like, role play state of mind. I was like, no, why are you doing that to me? Yeah, so he spanked me like just hard enough, like not as hard as I wanted him to, but I also like understood that we didn't like really know each other. The best part is that I didn't like, okay, I don't want to get too ahead of myself, but I knew like barely anything about this guy, which I was so excited by. Like, I knew he was like a grad student, like a couple years older than me, but that's like all I wanted to know. And like even less would have been just as good. Like knowing less. So after that spanking session, then we had some pretty messy sex. This leads me to the best part of the story, which was after maybe I was, at some point I was sucking his dick again, and he like, I had mentioned to him earlier, like, you know, you can be like as rough as you think you should be to me, like you can probably go a little harder. And he like slapped me across the face and I was taken aback, even though I had like wanted it, I was hinting at it pretty heavily, and he did it and I was so shocked. But if like, what's the word here? Just, it felt like great. Like, it hurt really bad, My face felt like, I knew it was red. I like looked in the mirror when he dropped me off later and it was still kind of pink. But little did I know that my earring fell out when he did that. Like when I got home, so I was wearing these like, they were kind of small, but I thought I had put, they were like these little studs, and I thought I'd put the backs of my earrings on, but I think like on one of them it wasn't in, and usually I just like fall asleep with those like little earrings in. So the next day I was in the shower and I was like washing behind like my ear slash my neck area, and I was like, oh, I don't feel that little pin there anymore. And I looked and I was only wearing one earring. And after he dropped me off the night before, like, it was pretty clear to me that that was just, like, a one-night stand, which I was totally fine with. Because we didn't have any expectations. So, and usually when it's, like, a sort of unspoken, but, like, a pretty obvious agreement that it's a one-night stand, I don't really, and since he dropped me off, I didn't feel the need to be, like, hey, I'm home, or whatever. So I didn't want to text him. But I love those earrings so much, so I took a couple hours to like work up the courage, because I was so deeply ashamed. Like I truly didn't think this would happen like in real life, and I texted him. I was like, hey, I lost my earring in your room last night, so if you come across them, it'd be great if you could let me know. And so I sent that text, and like 6 hours go by and there's no response, and I was like, holy shit, like this is quite embarrassing for me. So I was like, you know what, it's fine if he doesn't want to respond to you, like it's just an earring, I'm not trying to like see him again. Like it wasn't a purposeful sort of thing. But anyway, like 7 hours later or something, he's like, okay, I'll look for them. So I was very relieved. And then like 2 days later he was like, I found them. So he did find them. And a week after that, he came over and then we had sex again. And we had sex like 3 or 4 times after our first encounter. I remember the last time we had sex. It was stupid hot. There's, even though like our thing was like very casual, we had like a casual hookup sort of fling type thing. But I'm obsessed when, like, men get all, like, weirdly possessive. So back when I was in college, I lived in this relatively tiny apartment. And I had roommates, too. And I didn't want them to, like, know I was bringing this guy over to have sex. I don't know, I wasn't, like, that great of friends with my roommates. So I just felt weird, like, being, like, this guy's gonna come over just for sex. But anyway, they knew I was having a friend over. So I would always try to like soundproof my walls. And when he came over that last time, I think we were like, we'd made out, got caught up, etc. And finally we were having sex and he like turned me over like onto my hands and knees and he was like fucking me from behind. And then, oh, he did that thing where he like pushed my face like down like into the pillow, like he didn't want to like look at me while he was fucking me. And he was like chanting is like the wrong word, but he was like, this pussy is mine. And I was like, I guess I'm gonna like come like spontaneously just from hearing that. But after this hookup, a few weeks, like two or three, like two-ish more times, we tried to meet up to have sex again, but our schedules like didn't work out. And then I went on vacation like a week after our last attempt to like hook up, and I found this like gag gift, like flavored condom lollipop, and I sent it to him as a joke, and he didn't respond. And like a week after that, I saw him like holding hands with a woman. Like they were very enamored with each other. Like I watched them like interact like a couple at a grocery store in my neighborhood. So that's that. But I did successfully get my earrings back from him, or my one earring. All in all, worth it. Very good hookup experiences with him.